Spirit Radio Podcasts.
A very special prayer coach in here today. Oh, I'll tell you something. The series continues today. It's where we talk about spiritual health, how we can get better at praying, getting close to God. Last week, we talked to Pastor Alex Akinyemi about getting results from prayer. And this week, I'm delighted to welcome back the Reverend Gary McDowell, Minister of Greystones Presbyterian in County Wicklow. And we're going to be talking about prayer, how it helps us when we're worried, when we're stressed. And Gary, you know, I can just feel the pearls of wisdom. They're working their way.
Dom, you're really good at this. You should be on the radio.
Oh, wait a minute. Funny you should say that.
Oh, are we on the radio?
We are.
So I thought this was your front room. Or we're just having a chat.
This is live. There's at least one person listening. Mm-hmm. How's your summer going, by the way?
Summer's great. Summer's busy. Busy. Yeah. No, summer's good. Had a bit of a holiday. But Dom, it's like summertime coming to see you.
Oh well, but how kind!
You make the sunshine brighter.
Do I? Even though today the weather is not what it was, but it's kind of rainforest weather today, isn't it? It's hot and muggy and thunderstormy.
I've got my shorts on anyway. If you've got legs like mine, you want to show them off as often as possible.
if you're not wearing shorts, you're nothing. Forget that. Scratch that part. So you've been involved, Dan. We gave this a little bit of a shout out of a youth festival taking place in Greystones. SISM, you've been down there this morning, haven't you?
That's right. Their team, all their leaders, were wonderful leaders. They have a kind of time of devotion each morning. So I had the privilege to go and speak to them today, and I'll be there tomorrow. Even sang them a song this morning.
Oh, did you?
So that would set up their day really well.
Oh, wow. No wonder you're in shorts. And you've got your own, I suppose there's another youth event you've got coming up
in our own church, the beginning of August, the week beginning the 7th of August. It's for children, primary age children.
We primary run our own children, right.
Youth event in the mornings, and then we have an event for the teens later on. So, yeah, and Greystones Presbyterian. So if anybody's interested or, you know, kids who would like to come along or young people, check out our website, Greystones Presbyterian Church.
Well, there you go. All happening down there.
Greystones is the place to be this time of year.
The place to be. So today we're talking about a line from the Bible, which could be pretty familiar to our listener. Do you want to read it and give us your thoughts, Gary?
Yeah, this verse will be, for many people, really, really familiar, and maybe for some really, really important. It has been for me through over a number of years, but has become much more focused in recent days. And it's Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 and 7. It just says this: "Do not be anxious about anything." Isn't that amazing? "Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then this great verse, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Just the most beautiful verse, isn't it? Like so much of Scripture, but it's powerful and real.
Yeah. And it's extremely practical as well. Mm. I mean, you often, you're talking to people, if you're talking from a Christian point of view, it's like, oh, well, all that impractical nonsense. But actually, this is very practical about anxiety, about praying and putting requests to God. It's extremely down to earth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, and if you look at the world, I suppose there's so much to feel anxious about. You just need to read the newspapers or watch the news and see our world, which is in a state, and is always in a state. Or even looking at our own lives, or maybe our own health or employment or families or where we live or the future. There just seems to be so much to be anxious about, and that is the case. But this one tells us not to be anxious. It's not even a suggestion. It's not even saying, hey guys, you know, you don't have to be anxious. It says, do not be anxious. You know, and that's the words of Paul, but takes us back to the words of Jesus, who said to disciples, don't worry about tomorrow, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or your body, what you'll wear. For the Lord, your Father, knows you know these things. Mm. And so it really goes back to that. So it's a command that we don't have to be anxious about anything. Isn't that great? But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I think that word thanksgiving is a really important one as well, because it sets it all in context. Because without the thanksgiving, it could simply be the power of your mind. You know, train your mind not to be anxious, train your heart not to be anxious, almost like the power of positive thinking. But our faith has got nothing to do with positive thinking. It's about a reality of God in our lives. And as we give thanks, as you reflect on what he is doing in your life, what he has done in your life, then it sets everything in context. Because you realize that he's awesome, you know. He's never let you down. This God is a faithful God. He loves you with a love that is never ending. Just giving thanks for those things, suddenly all the worries, the cares of the world, they take on a different look, a different shape, when you realize how blessed you are.
Oh, it's fascinating, because there's so much going on in the, I suppose you might call, you know, it's generally secular world about being grateful. But what you're talking about is something that's I suppose more rooted than that. So you're saying that there's a constant up there. It's something that you can give thanks for, because God loves you and wants to take care of you.
Yeah, the whole idea of mindfulness is all over the place these days.
Sure.
There's courses on mindfulness, and I suppose that's not a bad thing in a sense, but if it's simply an end in itself, then it's empty. But this is talking about the power of God, you know.
And what about the peace? I mean, the peace which transcends all understanding. I mean, how would you describe that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you read this, anyone who's not a Christian, or even if you are a Christian, you read this, you think that's really nice thoughts, but it's not a reality in my life. It's not attainable. It's not possible. And yet, if this is scripture, if this is God's word, then it is attainable. It is possible. But to have that peace, which transcends all understanding. As Jesus said to his disciples shortly before he died, you know, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives this kind of peace. This is a different kind of peace. It's a peace that, despite circumstances, no matter what is going on in the world or in your life, you can have this deep-seated peace that only comes from God by his Spirit in your life. Again, it's not just simply a mental approach or an emotional thing. It is a reality of trusting the God who made you, the God who loves you, and the God who indwells you. Because if you're a Christian, his Spirit is inside you, is with you, never leaves you. And it is from him that peace comes that is indescribable, and it doesn't make sense to the world outside. But we know it is real, that it's a peace, not just for this life, but the life to come, a peace that takes us through health issues or unemployment or family worries, or eventually takes us through as we face death. It is a peace that trusts, knowing that he's in control. He's looking out for us. He wants the very best for us. He watches our back. He's the great shepherd.
That's quite a revolutionary thought, not having control. I mean, that's quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But that's what Jesus came to do, to turn our world upside down. He was a revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of just getting into it, God dying on a cross, it's pretty revolutionary.
It certainly is. That's right. And that's why it was so, to the Greeks, as it says in the Bible, to the Greeks it just didn't make sense. And to the Jews, who were expecting a triumphant, warrior-like, victorious Messiah, it didn't make sense either. It was just, it was an insult. It was worse than that. But this is the reality of our faith, that God comes and takes on our flesh, becomes like us, walks on the ground that we walk on, breathes the air that we breathe, but dies a death that we should die, pays a price that we couldn't pay. This was God, the greatest sacrifice, a beautiful gift, a beautiful picture of what it means to love, because that's why he did it, because God loved the world so much that he gave his son to die on a cross. So yeah, Jesus was a revolutionary. Everybody knew that. But this is the great adventure of faith.
Well, Gary, I mean, I must say, you're very good at this. I mean, you should really be on the radio.
You'll have to invite me more often.
I've learned that you're an extremely busy man. Just because you're here wearing shorts.
Never too busy for you, Dom.
Well, just because you're here wearing shorts doesn't mean you're a gentleman of leisure. That's what I've learned. No, but thank you for coming and encouraging us. And this whole idea about not being anxious, this is such an important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, can I just say, I mean, I say this has been so close to my heart over the last number of days, because something has happened within our family in recent times, just in the last couple of weeks, that we weren't expecting, that was kind of shocking in a sense. And we went back to this verse and praying, Lord, I don't even know what to pray for. I don't know what the outcome should look like. I don't even know what I want. So Lord, I just come to you and I pray that your will be done, because I just can't do anything. And he's answered prayer after prayer after prayer, even unspoken ones, even the ones that says, I don't know what to pray. And that's why I wanted to mention that today, because this has become really real and focused for me. And it was like a little glimpse into heaven to see that really God just says, trust me, you know? Rest in me. Don't be anxious. Just come to me. And I've seen him answer prayer. And it has been humbling. It has just been absolutely wonderful to see how he's answered those prayers. Well, that might not always be the case for everybody. God works in different ways for people. But this God is an awesome God. And he loves us more than anybody else ever does, ever could. And the power of his spirit is just enormous. So I just leave that with you. Dom, don't be anxious about anything, but by everything. Just bring it all to him. Trust him. And you'll find that peace, if you really trust him. You get to that point where you can do nothing else but trust him, because you have no resources of your own. You just trust him. You find that he is trustworthy.
Mm. Well, I can tell sitting here with you, Gary, that you really mean what you're saying. And that is a wonderful testimony to the point. But thank you for coming and encouraging us. It's wonderful.
Been a pleasure. Time goes awfully quickly.
Time goes quickly. Well, you know, when you're in good company, when you're wearing sandals, as I've admitted to you that I am, what are we going to do? Great to see you, Gary.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.